Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Join us as we change lives forever, together with you on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour. 8 Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you. Something else there. I always call the combination of these two my joyride. You know why? Because I've heard many people are excited about it. So it's a joyride. You know, when people are riding along and listening to Johan Els, it is a joyride. That's why then someone would say, wow. This is something else. He's back with you tomorrow morning, and I trust you will be blessed just as much. All right. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I want to start with this song, and especially discouraging the hatred that we see amongst us in Pretoria, man. There's just so much hatred, you know. We stand for the love of the Father. We need to continuously love one another. Each and every time. Lionel Richie.
Pila ubo minat, mamela inkubo zetu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihlanga emihla.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Love, oh love, a beautiful song indeed. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, and of course, Thursday Live, the name of the show. Let me welcome our guests. We have Umfundis Makamu on the line. Muruti Makamu, how are you, Muruti? Greetings to you. Welcome. Sawubona.
Afternoon,
Mufundis Amin. Kongwe Namfundis Amin. Siyabonga kakhulu man. Yazi sengathi ungabingelela
abafundisi bami.
Yes.
Yebo, Mruti Sadi na Mruti Thato. Siyabingelela bang.
Yes. And you know sengathi uyazi ngathi ungabingelela bani mara. Maureen Pakula umshaweta is chonga mfundisi amina. Maureen Pakula
manana Maureen Pakula ashay
siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. And of course we also have the Apostle Phumla Mfene on the line. Ejo
ita
urina
gimnati, and greetings to you and to your listeners and
and of course at some stage I thought maybe Ubizi, because when I called it took me to your voice note, and then
your voice,
yeah, why is the voice note there, how we rough we are, Joe? I'm unable to take your call.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, Rolf, would you?
Did I
change
the call?
I was going to change. Hey, bona. Hey, queen, nada. Queen. What about? Hey, now we. What change? Of course, welcome. And of course, also we have Landu Thato. She's on the line. Hey, Thato.
Hi, how are you doing?
Are you well?
No, I'm also well. Greetings to the listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the Business Live on Thursday Live.
Absolutely, absolutely. And of course, tonight we also will feature the inserts from Mashadi Mutobi. And like I said, her inserts are generic. It means we can put them on any show that deals with the morality and ethics of business. We can put them there, any show. And today we like to touch the issue of employers and employees. And you would see that this connects also with the financial sins of leaders. Employers and employees, as to what these are about and what they are all about. Right. And I was able to get some insights from Mashadi concerning this. And she finished me with some of the concepts that she brought across. And this one is quite interesting. We will touch on it and delve into it quite deeper. Right. Now, when we talk about Christian employers and the way in which they relate with their employees, this somehow boils down to business ethics. It boils down to that. And we ask ourselves often as to, are we finding suitability of good treatments of people who would say, I worked for a believer and this is the kind of treatment I got, or they even got saved, yeah? They even got saved in the process, or it's just a mess where they had gone on to really work, you know, bad towards those that are their employees. The word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. Mashadi earlier on touched on this issue, and then I saw it on James chapter 5, verse 4. It says, indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. These wages are crying out, which you kept back by fraud, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Elohim of Sebaoth. Let me hello. Makam ya figa la pena sete makam pela mai la pena. Enkonzo nukuru kuzegas busisi. Leses funukhale masofe. Yawa faga masofu makam yawa faga maketu yawa faga masofa city. Sesizokubhadela asakhulumisani naye ngendlela besikhulumisana before. Sekuyimpi manje, sokufana manje siyothola loya bhuti bathi uxolane wesizokuthola. Azositholisa wena. Ukabona umfundisi aseshowini leyana bathini, ritawukriya. Yini man? Yini leya show leyana? Kukhona enye show laphayana. Bakhipha abantu abangakhokhelanga abantu or abangenzanga ibhizinisi kahle nabantu baba-defrauda of their monies. Barikini showela marajo. It's amazing. Now, check this one out with regards to employers. Malachi chapter 3, verse 5. If you're an employer and you fail to pay a living wage to a person that works for you, check what the word says. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear, and against those who turn away the alien, because they do not fear me, says the Elohim of hosts. It means if there are employers who are treating their employees quite badly, they don't have the fear of the Father. Okay, amongst us, there's someone who has a radio on. Can you please just lower it down amongst us? Who has a radio on? It's really disturbing this side. Nevertheless, now, when you look also in Jeremiah chapter 22, verses 13, woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's services without wages and gives him nothing for work. Nothing for work. He gives him nothing for work. Woe to such, the word says. Ish. Yeah. Leviticus 19:13 says, you shall not cheat your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning. They shall not remain with you all night until morning. That's the word. Ngiyazi abantu abaningi banalo abantu ababiza ukuthi abo aunt emsebenzini angithi ezindlini zabo bababiza abo aunt. Banabo. Banabo bayabaphekisa aunt, so umama wesithuku labantwana uphekele nendoda yami and uzamphekela. Uzamphekela, uzayiphekela indoda yakho. Utlamapi hela jo, utlamu chapa ka dilo tse dingwe wa itshona. And then when you look into Proverbs chapter 3 verse 27, it says, do not withhold good from those whom to whom it is due. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not withhold good to him who is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. It means when you are an employer and the other one is an employee. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 10. I just want to show you how spiritually based this topic is. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 10, it says, for before these days, there were no wages for men, nor any hire for beast. There was no peace from the enemy for whoever went out or came in. For I sent all men, everyone, against his neighbor, exerting a service without wages. Now, Luke chapter 3 verse 14. Likewise, the soldiers asked him, saying, and what shall we do? So he said to them, do not intimidate anyone or accuse falsely, and be content with your wages. Of course. Also, the employees must be content with their wages. It must even show in your work that you're content. But this contentment is a two-way street. You can't be content for something that can make you live. And that's what we're talking about. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Phulaphula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
You and I, the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to 8. My name is Ray. Thursday Live, the name of the show. The Apostle Phumla Mfene is around. And Pastor Makam is around. And also Tato Landu is also around. All of them on the line. And then on the inserts, I will play the inserts that have been recorded by Mashadi Mutobi. Muruti, let me start with you. Muruti Makam. Listen to this. Leviticus 19:13. You shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of whom who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning. Yazi fanele umphathele umuntu soyaqala uyazimangalisa uyabale. Ifoni yakho beyisebenza sonke lesikhathi mara manje mabathi bayakufuna uthi ifoni yakho kukhuluma omunye. Kukhuluma omunye mama lapha nathi the person you are calling is not available.
Yeah.
Please try again later. Mruti.
Kwenzakala mfundisi wami.
Yeah.
Kuzwa kalimpela kuvamile ukuthina uma sekumele kukhokhe. Se uso se attend the phone at the number you called is not available.
Hey. Yeah.
Kanti uNkulunkulu uthi na ungayibambi imali yakhe. Ilale kuwe livele oshonelange ngoba lo muntu lona azokhala kini u-Elohim ende angeke ngikubambe kahle. Sengizokubamba ngamawashini. Lo muntu lona uNkulunkulu ukhuluma kanjena ngoba uyambona ukuthi ukusebenzela ngoba akana mali, akana lutho. Ubuke kuwe ukuthi uma aqede kuzoba something azoba ayinikeza ingane bese wena ke ngoba wena uhlakaniphe kakhulu, you know too much, uthathe imali yakhe ulala naye. Umuntu ahamba ayolala angazile bafika akhuluma isitori ebantwaneni, kodwa wena uwumcashi ukhona ulele kamnandi nabantwana bakho, udla kamnandi nabantwana bakho. You know uJehova akayithokozeli leyo nto lela. Kunabomama mfundisi abasebenza emakhaya, kwezakala mrithi mfundisi wami. Hello, hello. Murutu wami, mfundisi wami. Hello.
Hawu, ngiyakuzwa mina Makamo.
Amen.
Oh, mhlawumbe khona ifoni oyiphendulayo yomuntu omkoloda isalari yakhe mhlawumbe.
Isalari. Hayi, not. Yeah, the intake kunabomama abasebenza emakhaya mfundisi.
Yeah, chubeka.
Ufuku umcashe ukukhuluma naye ukuthi nazongena ngo-6 ngoba ngo-6 kumele abebe ingane zize esikoleni. Wena ngalesi sikhathi leso uzulungiselela ukuthi uzwe imisebenzini or umlele ngoba unemali. Nikhulume ukuthi nazosebenza 6 to 6 ntambama. But uthola ukuthi lo muntu uvuswa ngo-8 ntambama. Akusaseyi 6 to 6, 6 to 8, 6 to 9. Kumele washe izitsha, kumele esilina ngoba abantwana bagabe abadisciplinwanga ukuthi uma kushaya lesi sikhathi lesi la bangasamvusi. Uyavuswa phela uma angafuni uzomkhomba igate. Idipende kuwe, kumele ayenze and akuna increment ekhona yokuthi lo muntu lona siyamvusa ngo-6 or siyamvusa ngo-8. Isikhathi sakhe sithelile, asinandaba nalokho. Siyakwenza nje uma angakhuluma nje uzomkhomba indlela. You understand? So uNkulunkulu akayifuni yonke le nto. Ufuna ukuthi na uma ngaba kukhona umuntu umnikeze umsebenzi, isalari benizwane ngayo whether incane or yiningi, ngoba nizwene yikhiphi njengoba injalo. Mama kube interdependency yokuthi wena udepende kuye naye adepende kuwe. Kungabe ukuthi na wena yena udepende kuwe kuphela. Kanti wena kahle uyamexploit lo muntu. Wena uyamuza kahle. Awunandaba naye. Umsebenzisa noma kuphi noma kanjani. Yile ufuna bomama ukuthi baphakela amadoda wabantu. Ayiphekela, iwashela, ambambela iy'mpahla lezana zakamkwenyane zikube yizo ziwashwayo yonkena le nto le lapho. Understand? Kuthi athi umama walapha ekhaya noma ngaba ufunani ubaba, kuthiwa ukuthi antisha ndele. Kufuna kukudla, antisha ndele. Kufunakalo into nje angavunyelwanga kuyo u-anti ukuthi ngiyathinta indoda. But konke lokhu kukhona la kwenza u-anti. Ngalesi sikhathi leso uhleli ubuke kufeni yakuphephetha or uhleli iteni, u-anti ikhaza whatever zishaya yena. But at the end awukwazi ukumcabangela, uphinde umthuka as if akanangqondo. kungakho ezindlini eziningi abo-anti bagcina baphuma kuyibo abaphethe leyo mizi leyo lapho bagcina kuyibo esikhathini esiningi bangabomama baleyo mizi leyo lapho ngoba wena umnikazi womuzi awunandaba nendoda yakho awulazi nokuthi ishedi lendoda yakho likuphi awukwazi kuze kuthina no-anti ukuthi makathandaze uma kuzodliwa kodwa ukhona wena mama umuzi but when it comes to payment kuqala ukukhonja ukuthi iglazi liyayisika libula uma sekuthi 25 sekuyale ku-30 sekukhonja sasitarele engawashanga kukhonja iglazi lifile kukhonja iplate lakababa eliphukile youunderstand loko uzama ukuthi no uzokhipha isalari youunderstand kanti baphi abantu abanesabayo uNkulunkulu let us go to Ephesians chapter 6 8 no-9 uthi nani ningabamasters sebenzani kahle nabantu engibaphethe nani eningabamasters sebenzani kahle Ephesians chapter 6 sebenzani kahle nabantu engibaphethe nikhumbule ukuthi uNkulunkulu will judge you ngoba lo muntu lena even noma angakuyise court angeke aphumelele ngoba uyazi ama-court wethu a-corrupt as you are afana nawe njengoba u-corrupt njengafuna ukumbhadala afana nawe so kodwa ikhona ijaji enkulu leyangeke udabule uzothi uma ufika kuyo yithi uyamkhumbula u-anti ukuthi umuzi uyakhumbula ukuthi imali yakhe abanye bo-anti baze batshontshwa ukudla ethi ecelile ukuthi na akunakudla endlini but ungenandaba nokuthi ukuntsha awunandaba izilongu nje abantwana bakho abanye baze baqalelwa namaslice lokudla ifile sewudla kakhulu buka ufikela uwondile yokamba ufikela uwondile sowumanile manje ambo ukudla kwami konke lokhu le understand baqalelwa nokudla abekelwe nje amasilayisinyana awu-2 or esilayisinyana nje esiyi-1 u-anti loyo kodwa ukhathe ama-slices amakhulu anikeza wena udle nabantwana bakanisike aniphekela nenjala yonke le nto lena aphinde aclean bacithe ama-betroot abantwana aclean abanandaba labantu god angayifuni le nto lena.
Absolutely, I hear you quite well, Maruti. Thank you so much for that. If you just joined us, we are talking about employers and employees, those who are believers, who say we are believers and you're an employer. How should you treat your employees? And of course, believing employees also, how should you treat your employers?
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the Word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
All right, you can send us also WhatsApp and tell us your experience as an employer or an employee from someone who says, I'm a believer. What kind of treatment were you getting there? All right. Now, let me bring this to you, Apostle. When we look into the notions of employers, Deuteronomy 24 verse 15 says, each day you shall give him his wages. Yeah. And not let the sun go down on it. For he is poor and has set his heart on it, lest he cry out against you to the Elohim, and it becomes sin to you. You know, when your own workers start crying to the father about the wages that you are robbing them on, it becomes sin on your part. Apostle, what say you there?
But then it's amazing that Nzulo Mudimi is actually very, very clear in terms of how the employer and the employee should relate, you know. But then, unfortunately, but I have a problem when you have the ability to give the person what is due to them and choose to not to do so. You see, the baby each of your areas, while it's in your power to do good and you don't do good, you withhold good, then that on its own is a sin. So hence we think about the problem when we are not as an employer, what is due to that because of the service rendered, and then you don't do that. But also there's a lot of dynamics that can surround the person not being given what is due to them. We are living in a world where some employers that depend on certain companies outside where they do a service aiding, and then again, and then you have your workers, and these are, so you have your workers, and they're so delivering the service, and then, okay, let me give a practical example. If you're an employer, and then the government, they first span. So now, hand for government. By right, the government is transferring in a month. So But unfortunately, it's not always the reality. You know, I mean, I was shocked by somebody when this finally the institution aging, and then about it happened, finally, the government. Then we in 2020 and the remote 2024. So it brings in a different dynamic into this whole thing of employers and employees giving what is due to the employees, because really, really, what do you do when conservative and so that you don't only receive money for yourself and also for the next project, you also need money to pay for so when money doesn't come to your pocket as an employer, then it means for the employees the one that cannot get money. But then there has to be channel of communication. So they should be kept posted. This is what is happening. But unfortunately, in most cases, then the whole thing, it turns ugly. We saw a voicemail, the number of that. And by right, I don't know about you. Honest. And then, more especially, like as I said, if truly have been inconvenienced, because you and as an employer, sponsor house, on time, because this is a serious long queue, and that causes so much inconvenience. So you and your bills are not paid as an employer. Number two, on time. So you then have people who are unhappy because and then they go on a strike because sometimes but unfortunately but they don't understand. They think somebody says something very sad as well, or a mistake, I received that chalet and then committed me to another project that needed him or I committed chalet, and then name said if I did return thing after. So kitchenet and chance but I never see.
Yeah.
So it could tell if I thought, and then the next thing probably delay come on. So when there's the delay on another project that you committed money that was supposed to be given to your employees. Over like but like as I said, the lines of communication must be open. and but you should feel free for but babuti is or why and stop being defensive, you know, and being angry and some people they threaten employees of babuti what a blend or the violence. You know, but as Banaba Mudimu is our standard of Bajaru, we should not even be taking each other to city and because of petty stuff or Batabapatali. So Nakoma, the employer, has even a tendency for Ufila for a Mutoga and a charity to move by a
yeah, absolutely.
But forgetting that there's a contract there was signed. You know, something there's a lot of dynamics to this matter.
Absolutely, absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you know, we are touching on this, the very issue of employers and employees. The kind of relationship that should be there, you know. The kind of relationship that should be there. And as to what should it mean, you know. What should it mean? This relationship, what should it mean? The relationship between Christian employers and their employees. That is what we're talking about. What should this relationship be like? You know, let me give you an example. There's a family that I know which had these guys who were working in their house, and they started coming with them to church. They should say, okay, today we are not working, we're going to church. We're inviting you to come to church. Since you work with us, we are inviting you to come to church. And they came with them to church. And I remember the other one became so involved in the church, she ended up being in the worship team. Can you believe it? You know, she ended up being in the worship team. Because the people that she was working for were staunch believers. And they were encouraging her in the ways of the Father. And in encouraging her to do that, the relationship of work lasted for years until this lady had to go back to school and finish her postgraduates. Now, I can tell you without a doubt that there are many relationships. There are things that are happening. And there are words spoken which people reiterate because of what they heard their employees say to them, like, you're good for nothing, and all those kind of things. It's a bit of a problem. Right, let's put on Landu Tato. I'm looking at the word, and I want to go back to to Malachi 3, verse 5. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness, it says, against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows, against those who exploit wage earners. And we are running a serious risk of judgment from the Father. Because it says we are amongst those who withhold or exploit wage earners. We exploit wage earners. You know, people who work temporarily, wage earners. Now, and this is just as equivalent in the amount of judgment, like witchcraft. It says it's like witchcraft. It's like adultery. It's in that excess. What do you say on that, Tato?
Muruti, sure, it's how the Bible then speaks of death, of the evil in doing that, you know, robbing Bana ba Modimo, what is due to them. I think we need to outline something, and we need to be clear as to both sides. Okay. What does this mean for this person and for me? What are the responsibilities of the employer and the employee? And also, what are the expectations thereof? It's very important that that is communicated, and not just communicated verbally, but also let it be written. You know, it's not only unethical to to rob people. It's also unethical to not have contractual agreements in place because contractual agreements are actually compliance in the business world. So, and it's not jotted down, no one has signed anything. That itself, already. So, communicating, okay, well, you, I'm happy with your experience. I'm happy with how I see to fit into this company or this work. So, therefore, let us have a talk. Okay, what is it that I should expect from you? What is it that you should expect from me? And that should be jotted down. That way, Kausani has somebody now, we are able to go back and say, no, but we agreed who you're going to do 1, 2, 3, Kanako Esso, and also we agreed that I'm going to do this. Now there's accountability. Now we are communicating, and we are communicating in the right platform, you know. So, understanding how the those are the responsibilities that come. Being Christian or not, this is just business compliance. This is just labor compliance. I remember I worked for a company that I will not mention my name. That Rebuaka and Tena ka robbing people what due to them after doing work. I remember as a young person, I could not even have time for myself. I could not even allocate time to further my studies. And I needed to work. I really needed to work. There was nothing else for me except this work. This work meant everything to me. Okay, this is how I'm going to rent. This is how I'm going to buy my food. This is how I'm going to do everything for myself. Now, as a young person, this is a stepping stone. But now I get into an environment where corruption is just major, and everything in Hori, the corruption level is on. I can't even challenge it. I remember Muruti, my first pay was a 1.7. And as time went by, I got to read articles about labor law, labor acts. And then I actually found out, we are being exploited here. There's a basic rate that we are supposed to be getting, plus commission. And the only thing in Eritrea, Eritrea commission, the rate that's stipulated by the labor law, it wasn't given to us. It wasn't given to us. Now, thank God that I was brave enough to speak about this, but I challenged big companies to an extent that I actually lost the job move. I had to leave the job because of the way situation in Mississippi thing. I remember the last attempt to really force me, was trying to frame me for theft. And I'm telling you, it really would have looked like I did that, you know. So there's depth to this. There's depth to this, and it's important for us to be informed. It's important that we also let the people that employ us to know that, you know, I'm informed. I know about this and this and this. If you are to give a chance to ask questions, as young people, let us ask questions, necessary questions, as to remuneration, as to your off days. Everything needs to be transparent, especially in terms of the working conditions.
I hear you quite well. It is quite sad when you find that such people are also Christian employers. It is a sad thing indeed.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. Hey, Mashadi.
Good evening, Muruti Ray. Good evening to you and the Radio Pulpit listeners.
Good evening.
Once again, this is the day that Abba Yahuwah has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We trust that He forgives and continues to forgive our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities.
Mm.
He is the one who knows us. He formed us before we were, He knew us before we were formed in our mother's wombs.
Yes.
And He called us forth. He's written our names on the palm of His hands, and He knows the number of our hair. And this is the man that is written about in a book called the Bible. And it's a story about a man who was born in a manger, and his name is Yahushua HaMashiach.
Yes.
This man, born in a humble space and humble beginnings, begins from the place that is undermined, a place that is seen as nothing. And yet he rises to glory, and he's a man who is going to come back soon.
Yeah.
He's a man who considers us as his fellow workers, according to the mouth of Paul, to the words of Paul.
Mm.
He's a man that says through the book of Isaiah that we are his vineyard.
Mm.
Let us start right there.
Yeah.
Then as fellow workers, Mruti, we would look at a simple model that is presented to us from time to time, the employer-employee relationship. An employer could be an individual who is an entrepreneur or someone who owns a home which is big, or owns a home that is small, but there's some kind of work that has to be done in that home.
Mm.
So whether it's a bit of ironing or a bit of cleaning or taking care of the kids.
Mm.
And then we have employers who could be considered as organizations which are massive, and we may call that corporate environments.
Mm.
As much as they could be corporate environments, there's also government, and government also employs people. But now, in these kinds of environments, workplaces rather, we find human beings, and human beings are appointed in different positions of power, different positions of rulership, different positions of accountability, different positions of responsibility, and that's an employer and employee relationship. And this relationship begins with an employer looking for someone that they would work for them, and then we'd engage your simple principles which would apply in the human resource environment, which is a human resource management environment rather, which involves the recruitment of such people, the selection of such people, the appointment of such people, and once appointed, then you give them appointment letters that they now have to work in this environment. And subsequent to that, they have to sign an appointment contract. Immediately thereafter, you've got to continue discussing the job profiles with them to say what is in the job profile, what is in this job specification, what does the work entail, meaning what is it that they're going to do from day one, from the beginning of the day right till the end, the number of hours that they're going to work, leave days, etc. But the most important in terms of still on the work employer-employee relationship, we also have to look at a performance plan. Once you have a job profile that tells you exactly what it is that you have to do, you need to have the skills to do the work. If you do not have the skills to do that kind of work, or to discharge those responsibilities, you then have to be trained and developed as to how this work has to be done. Now, we spoke earlier about a performance agreement, and now given this performance agreement, there's a performance plan that this quarter, for four quarters in a year, for this first quarter, this is how you have to perform, the second quarter, this is how you have to perform, the third quarter and the fourth quarter, and at the end of the day, we then compile an annual report that tells how an individual performed and how we've rated an individual, how we've rated a team, and how we've rated an organization in terms of the performance for that particular year. And before that, in terms of the rating, there's also what we call a performance appraisal. So the person's performance would be appraised from time to time, where the person would be given feedback as to whether they've done the work properly or they have not done the work properly. Mm. I'm going to a place that says, in the Bible, there are different models which can be presented to explain or describe this employer-employee relationship.
Mm.
Given the topic today, given the topic on how Christians or Christian leaders or rulers or Christian leadership treats employees or those who report to them, I would not waste time, but look into a scripture. In fact, it's a parable that Jesus Christ speaks about. He says there's a man who traveled, who had to travel far away.
Yeah.
And this man called all his servants, and he then gave them gifts according, listen to this, according to their abilities.
Mm-hmm.
He gave them talents according to their abilities. And then he waved goodbye. He left.
Mm.
One day he had to come back. And when he came back, one had produced, the one who received five talents produced much more. Mm. The one who received two or three delivered much more.
Mm.
But then here comes one who does not deliver anything,
hey,
who starts complaining that, hey, you know, this is what I could have done. And you are a rude man. You are a cruel man. You are uncouth, and therefore, given this, that you, this responsibility you've given me, I had not done anything. Mm. I've got nothing to report. I've been given a job with responsibilities, expectations coming from my boss, an expectation coming from my leader or my ruler, but I have not done anything because as far as I'm concerned, I have not done my job.
Mm.
Because as far as I am concerned, this boss is so cruel.
Mm.
Now, boy, based on his cruelty then, I make a decision and I draw into a conclusion that says, I'm not going to do anything.
Mm.
Is that responsible? Absolutely not. Rather refuse to do the work, rather decline the job than to take the job and only for you not to deliver.
Yeah.
And that is called sabotage. I'm not there. I'm going to a place that describes this relationship that we have with, as Christian leaders, we have with employees. And maybe also add, Pastor Ray, that
yes,
there are other models. We have the model of your Elijah and Gehazi relationship in terms of employer-employee, master-servant relationship. We also have a model of a Pharaoh. And a Pharaoh in this context would be the owner of the land, the owner of the property, the owner of the infrastructure, the owner who has the money, who is supposed to pay people, but does not pay people because that approach that he, the approach that he uses is that of slavery, where people have to work for him without him paying for the services which would have been provided by the slaves.
Mm.
Another example would be an example where you have a Leah who is Jacob's wife. She had servants, and she expected the servants to do certain work for her.
Mm.
We also have another model of Rachel, who also had servants, she had expectations from the servants. Mm. We also have the relationship, or rather a model, of judges in court who expect work to be done by interpreters, who also expect work to be done by attorneys, who expect work to be done by prosecutors. I'm still on Christian leaders and how they treat employees. That's just a foundation. Mm,
mm, mm.
Then Isaiah says, or the Most High speaks through the mouth of Isaiah, and he says, you are my vineyard. Hey, and this vineyard produces good fruit.
Mm.
And there's, in this, on the same vineyard, there's also bad fruit. So in the workplace, you find good people or good workers, and you also find bad performers. Mm. Paul takes it further and says, in the house of the Most High, there are different vessels. There are vessels of wood and vessels of clay and vessels of gold. But all these vessels have different kinds of work.
Mm.
Some for honor and some for dishonor. We find the same vessels in the workplace. We also find good leaders in the workplace, good leaders who would explain or communicate with their employees and clearly explain what their expectations are, clearly communicate these expectations, because when it comes to employees, the tendency is there could be, to a very large extent, fear to a certain degree. So you need to manage those fears, particularly when it comes to changes that may have to take place in the workplace.
Mm.
When it comes to promotions, when it comes to expectations of people being moved from one area to another, or moved from a particular type of job description of a job to another type of job which they're not used to doing, or an addition to the job description, and people may find that they may resist that, and they may find it unpalatable and may not be able to do their work the way they used to, even though the leader was quite good to them. This kind of good leaders then involve people. They allow people to participate. They allow people to contribute. And once they allow people to participate, to get involved and to contribute, then these employees are committed and they do the work. But for whatever reason, around every table of 12 people, around any kind of an organization, in any kind of family, in any kind of society and community, there's always this one that would stand out with horns that just want to kill, steal, and destroy. Is it their intention? Absolutely not. Because how do I know? The Bible says Satan entered Judas.
Mm.
So they allow themselves to be used by the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm.
That is the work environment. And let's talk about how leaders who happen to be Christians treat Christians in the work environment, or treat people in the work environment. Let me start with by reading this verse, and then we can take off.
All right, we can absolutely take off. You've heard Mashadi. Randi Tato is sending me a message as we talk. Says, yo, Mashadi, let me, where's that message now? All right. Where's your message, Randi Tato? Oh, Memu Tobi is blessing me. Nice. Did you write that? Did you write that, Randi Tato? Did you write that?
Oh, yes, yes. Getting so much. I just feel so blessed to be here even.
yeah. All right. When we come back, we are going back to Umfundis Makam, and we are touching on this. Mashadi has touched quite a broad perspective. She has brought a broad perspective which covers all the aspects, you know, things to look into. Like I said, these days we find quite a lot of these relationships being broken down by fraud and all these things. Now, Employers are also overseers, and there are bad examples of employers. Employers who use injustice and oppression, you would see that they are also called bad masters. I don't know, but you know, the word relates to this in many ways than one. These who are bad masters, who go on to actually hinder the progress of the people that work for them. They make sure that they stay poor. They make sure that they stay dependent on them. They make sure that these are without honor. They don't grow to be above just mere employees. Genesis chapter 16 says something. Genesis chapter 16 says something. Let me just look into that, Muruti, then I will come back to you. Now, if you look into Genesis 16 verses 6, all right, it says, "So Abram said to Sarai, 'Indeed, your maid is in your hand. Do to her as you please.' And when Sarai dealt harshly with her, she fled from her presence. And do you know the anger that came from the offspring of the maidservant? Sure. Quite sad indeed. The wrath that stood on and on and on. Now we have those employees, who basic employers, who basically are treating bad those who work for them, even though bangamakholwa. Mfundisi wami.
Mfundisi wami, kuyiqiniso elimsulwa lelo mfundisi wami. Nasemabandleni. Kukhona abantu sibaqashayo ukuthi sibazayo bazoklina ebandla. Klina ibandla, baklina amakhapeti lawa sigijima kuwo, ama-red carpeti, iy'tulo lezi hlala kuze leziyakongati zabupopu John Paul lezi la. But uma sekumele bahole, ubatshela ukuthi hhayi bazalwane, izulu liyeza, nizohola ezulwini. Kanti lo muntu ufuna ukudlala. Ezulwini le inento le, akunapapa le, akunabhoto le. Into kumele yenzekela, abantwana bakhe kumele baye esikoleni la. Uma ngaba kuyirenti kumele abhatale irente la. You understand? So kunabantu sibaqashayo emandleni, bacina amafastera, bacina amafastera, bayenza. Uma kufika isikhathi sokuhola kuyabaleka. So into engithi mina kakhulu, i-success ye-leader, a successful leader, akusi i-leader enemali or i-wealth ngendlela exakayo. A good leader is somebody who is able to equip abantu anabo lapho ukuthi bafane naye. That is a good leader. But if lo muntu lona akafuna abantu bafinyelela kwezinga lakhe, then that person is not a good leader. Iyaphinda mfundisi, a good leader equip abantu unabo in order ukuthi bafane nawe, balingane nawe, even bandlule wena, then you are a good leader. But a leader in poor mentality, ayifuni ukubona abantu baphumelela, ufuna ukubona abantu badependa kuyo always, baloku beza iy'ncela e-2 rand, hey ngicela i-5 rand, hey ngicela, understand into efana nevela. It was so simple for uJesu uma afika emanzini athola uPeter edobe isisi. Athi Peter, yima kancane ahamba ayodobe isisi. But uthi Peter, thatha inethi yona lela uyilahlela kwaleli sayiti lela. Uyamu-equipa ukuthi isente ukuthi ulokhu ulahlela le, lahlela kwaleli sayiti manje.
Yeah.
And uPeter wenza lokhu a good leader amtshela khona, lahlela kwahamba wabuya nefishi waze wabiza abanye kuthi wozane uzokubambisa. So a good leader is somebody who equip abantu ukuthi bafane naye. Ungayijabuliswa ukuthi abantu always uzolokhu ufika ubanika equip them. If there is a need, take them to school. You are a good leader. Ukuze the man zule wena kusasa. If there is a need, the Bible sees the wena. Ungabi ni jealousy ni sotisya. Anke ni mkulise yoku. Ina zbone ya mpulisa. Anke tika kosa futu nabanda aba serenza. Ina zbone ya mumaizala. Sasi sala samwe. Sasi sala nungo skazo mawada ka serenza bende. Sasi sala nungo skazo kutina si tatu mtana tunike kredite yosuka. Athola ilindele fana naleyo sinto kuyinika ayasimcelele nje laphayana ku one of my neighbors azohlala khona since nakhona kunomntwana umntato sahambe samana pukena u-10 azange abuye wonke u-10 ilando lokuqala awabuyanga amana pukena u-10 hayibo abuyanga unesiso lomntana ophethe isiso yini next ilanga lesi-2 I'm not going to turn our bank. And then 5 days young, 6 days young, never mind. I'm not Saturday thing. I said, I go, cut to the hell on. 6 times 10 is 6 months 10 years. I was that no man, nothing I'll complain. One is, Umasa, I'm the Saturn, Kubuya, Kubuya one. So, 6 in 9 times 6, 54. I'm on a plate. Complain and I'm keeping time and I'm going crash. Without a crash, a crash I forgot to spend a day. Sometimes I'm not getting out 3 or 2. So, I'm going to call someone about 7 down. Born about 7 down up. Banner could provoke a zito. Emma car. Call it up about 7 call.
Yeah.
Good example. We are coming, Joseph, Genesis chapter 59, chapter 4, to clearly. Joseph was a good historian. The king knew nothing about this in terms of honor. The Bible says, except the food, the school, and the work. But Ukutu honor Akaz. Baba, there was a good historian, a good servant, a good worker at that corner. A trustworthy somebody. Bukutina, no matter what, now I'm as in doubt. What's the book? Abadek. Wait, hold on. Then there are good in a corner. I can fool in the Kintama in Totika, Kakama Sawate. We are Badek. You understand? They are doing a fun to Abazutina. I was trustworthy. I can't go to the air county and event. He takes money. He has no way because I'm not keeping even a single cent. As a keeper, I'm a record straight. I'm a blue voter. I'm a baller. I'm not paying. I attend this strategy. Uma sengibulalela usithi lo sasishiya kuyo umntwana. Wayenama custom. Already, and they have to get them on that game. Yeah, they vision. Abandon the seven day. Abandon the church. My proof was a puma. Last year, and they puma each season. Puma whatever. Then, utola kuto. Kumele man. And the moment to lola umkentera lezi ntebezira. Kumele kusasa. Attend the battle. Ba Papa Joseph. Abandon the seven. Abandon the evening. To the same over. Joseph and get a tang. Couldn't have done the other 7 die, could pick up a bomb in tools, could beggar look at inking the only 7 die corner la. We and the current information of the young friend is their kid. The young friend is a good janitor. Who's up down to connect the best about your bomb in tools? Katakunan tools, Zakala, information by Tora corner la, exactly. The band of 7 corner, exactly. I'm a company, I'm a ninja. Imotes business in Mali, Kunama inside job, Bakuki Abantu. Abazot Nomasabamba, new motors in Mali, level land in Madama shop, Bazam, this is straight, Kungenan Kunzi and Zakalayu. The Abusu Zonkin Kunzi
as a coincidence. No. Some of the things that was in my head, information by Tarak of Bandaba Surrender, Emma Bank, Kutilandan Mutoso, Sebaquenzi, and a Krizan, and Bakwenz of Emma Bank, Amani, the Abandaba Tatelo, Mal, Baba Bijinis, and Emot, Baba Tatelo, Mal. I am going to Laban to Bandi meet your quasi, go to the Mundu to Menemale Bank. Information is from a corner, Palabandaba Surrender.
Yeah, I hear you quite well, Muruti. Wow. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. How do you feel about this topic? You know, these who say we are believing employees. We are employees. We are believers. And how do they treat the people who work for them? Have you had an experience? Perhaps you've worked for a company of believers. Or even people who say we are believers. You know, who say we believe. And yet the treatment was otherwise. Or perhaps you have had an employee who has said they are a believer, but their conduct at work has been something else. We're talking about that. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Join Dwayne Van Rensburg in the program Filling the Gap every Monday night at 7, where we aim to bridge the gap between young and old by promoting dialogue. Let's talk about the issues that matter in Filling the Gap on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.